retargeting the bailout.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon in for Steve Chiotakis. President-elect Obama and Democrats on Capitol Hill are vowing to spend a bigger share of the remaining $350 billion in bailout money to save more families from home foreclosures. Congressional leaders say that will be a requirement before they approve further spending. They plan an authorization vote later this week. President Bush is expected to start that process moving with a formal request today. We may hear more shortly at his final White House news conference this morning. There are some real bragging rights attached to being the first country to meet with the incoming American president. China wants that honor. Canada does too. But the winner is Mexico. Today in Washington, Obama will meet with Mexican President Felipe Calderon. As Dan Gretsch reports from the America's Desk at WLRN, economic issues will top the agenda.
Mexico's bloody drug war is spilling over the border, but so is the U.S. recession, dragging down Mexico's economy too. The leaders will also hash out issues like NAFTA, immigration reform, and a $1 billion package to fight the drug war. Jeffrey David Au is former U.S. ambassador to Mexico.
We have important issues to discuss with Mexico: immigration, trade, environment. They are our closest neighbors, one of our largest trading partners, and they're very sensitive to the kind of relationship that they establish with American presidents.
The two leaders have something in common. They're both launching economic stimulus packages for their respective nations. Just last week, Calderon said he would freeze fuel and electricity prices in an effort to curb inflation, which hit a 7-year high in 2008. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
That jolting U.S. unemployment report last Friday is still sending shockwaves through global markets this morning. Hong Kong closed lower today by nearly 3%. Markets in London, Paris, and Frankfurt are also down, but by less than 1%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at Thrivent.com. And by Microsoft, providing people-ready enterprise solutions, software based on how people really work.
Car makers are rolling out their new hopes at Detroit's annual auto show. This year, the industry's big showcase is a little scaled back, as Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports.
The Detroit Auto Show prides itself on being the first major auto show of the year. It's a chance for the industry to unveil new vehicles and create buzz. Michelle Krebs of EdmondsAutoObserver.com has been attending the show for decades. She says there won't be much glitz or glamour this year.
The focus of this show will be on what's the future of the industry, what does the year look like, a very serious business kind of show.
But she says it's a show that has to take place if the industry wants any chance of getting back into the black. Aaron Bragman is a research analyst with IHS Global Insight.
The auto show's purpose is to try and get people interested in buying cars. All the government loans and bailouts in the world aren't going to help the industry unless they can get people back into showrooms.
In an unfortunate bit of bad timing for automakers, this year's show will feature a number of fuel-efficient vehicles, at a time when gas prices are less than half what they were just 6 months ago. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
One of Detroit's big sales pitches lately has been for new gadgets, from navigation aids to music players that understand your spoken commands. But this morning, some very influential safety advocates are pushing to make one of the most ubiquitous gadgets in cars these days off limits. The National Safety Council just announced an aggressive lobbying campaign seeking a total ban on cell phones behind the wheel. A study by the Harvard Center of Risk Analysis estimates that cell phone use by drivers contributes to 6% of car crashes, and six states already banned handheld mobile phones while driving. Will this anti-cell phone battle succeed? Well, keep in mind, it was a National Safety Council campaign that was at least partly behind the enactment of seatbelt laws. Something else Detroit is pinning its new hopes on: new energy-saving models. Today, GM is expected to reveal who's going to supply the batteries for its new all-electric Chevrolet Volt. And word is that lucrative contract will go to a South Korean company. You might think electric cars would be a no-brainer for India's smog-choked cities, but a new model on sale there isn't attracting many buyers. Raymond Thibodeau reports from Bangalore.
Anand Mahesh is a salesman for Riva, the only electric car company in India. What he enjoys most about his job is taking customers out for test drives.
Let's just go ahead and see what it sounds like to start. It's on. It's on now. Yeah, on the motion.
Okay, so it's very quiet.
Of course.
And so we're going into traffic. Uh-huh. Does the horn work pretty well?
Of course. You want to try?
The car may be tiny, but it's got a big horn. That's an essential asset when driving on India's noisy, crowded streets. Reva's been around for about 8 years, but so far it's only sold about 3,000 electric cars. Not so good in a country of 1 billion people, especially considering that about half of those sales have been in Europe. One of the problems is that because of its range of only 50 miles per charge, the Reva is marketed as an ideal second car in a country where most people still can't afford their first one. But India's growing prosperity and a greater focus on energy independence may change all that. Chetan Maini is Reva's deputy chairman.
People really need some time to understand how new technologies shape up, especially when you're the only player.
The Reva is a little pricier than most other compact cars, but as Mahesh the salesman is quick to point out, an electric car requires less maintenance, mainly because there's no engine. No engine means no exhaust, and that means cleaner air. And that's why some Indian states are offering big tax breaks for electric car buyers, as much as 25% off the sticker price. It's a good start, but it's the tip of the iceberg, says T.S. Panwar. He's an air quality expert for the Energy and Resources Institute in New Delhi.
Yeah, it certainly is a good idea to have subsidy on cleaner vehicles like the electric vehicle. But the government should also look at it in a more holistic manner. First and foremost priority should be to invest in public transportation.
For now, Reva hopes to gain a bigger foothold in the eco-friendly transportation market, but it won't be the only player for long. Tata Motors, India's biggest car maker, plans to launch its electric car this year. In Bangalore, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. We always invite your thoughts at marketplace.org. Glad you could join us this morning.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.